Hey everyone, welcome to the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Our first interview at the Scouting Combine is Stacy Dales from NFL Network. Congratulations.
It's my honor, Mike. It's a pleasure to see you everywhere I go. I had so many Vikings games this year, I got to see your face everywhere.
Yes, you did. And I mean, 4, 5, 6 Vikings games at least, I feel like. And you were there during the run that we made up to the playoffs and into the playoffs. What did you think about our season?
I thought it was an incredible season. I was talking to some Jags folks earlier, and I said, you know, I had the argument all year. Who has the better defense? Is it Minnesota or is it Jacksonville? And I kind of got to say, I had to go with the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, as good as the Jags were, 3 levels, Pro Bowlers on each level. Just really spectacular what George Edwards and Mike Zimmer were able to do with that bunch. Mm-hmm. And the culture over 4 years that they really came to fruition this past season and enabled this team to go some pretty special places. A quarterback that nobody thought would do it, and Case Keenum, and then an offense that was really dynamic with those receivers and Kyle Rudolph.
We'll get to the quarterback in a minute, but I want to stick with the defensive points that you were making. As someone who played college and pro basketball at a high level, you understand the importance of continuity, right, and synergy with a group. And that defense really has it, don't you think?
They have it. And as I mentioned, and in talking to Xavier Rhodes this year, and talking to Harrison Smith, this is a defense that was cultivated, and it showed itself this season, but was cultivated 4 years ago by this staff. And it takes time to develop these things in the NFL, and it takes an ownership to say, hey, we need consistency in keeping a head coach in place and having a solid general manager like a Rick Spielman and having a vision. And that vision really showed up, as I mentioned, this year. I think it was fast. It was physical. It was opportunistic. It didn't look like the defense we had seen. I remember standing with Everson Griffin in the locker room after the Philadelphia loss. The team was heartbroken. And I said, you guys look, it was like Jekyll and Hyde. It's almost unrecognizable. And he said, that's exactly what was. And it's disappointing that they weren't able to be who they were all season long.
You mentioned Rick Spielman. He had his press conference today. And then you got to chat with him afterwards when he was making his rounds here. You spent a few minutes with him. I know that you don't know what the Vikings are going to do at quarterback, and we don't know, but stream your consciousness a little bit about the situation and what's in front of the Vikings right now.
Well, I think it's a good situation to have when you have 3 quarterbacks who are free agents. You got one on your roster, but you have Sam Bradford, you have Case, and you have Teddy Bridgewater, who hasn't played since 2005. Mm-hmm. As I said, it's not a bad situation to have. I don't see them staying with one of these options. You know, with enough money and enough probability and an opportunity for a quarterback like Kirk Cousins to come in and jump into an offense that has an incredible stable of running backs, didn't even mention them. Delvin Cook's going to be healthy. Latavius Murray was fantastic in really short yarded situations and gaining big plays for this team. And then that offensive line, plus those receivers and Kyle Rudolph. I mean, what, you got to be drooling if you're a free agent quarterback like Kirk Cousins to play, plug me in, and we can go win a Super Bowl right now, because that defense is going to be good next year, too.
That sounds pretty good. You sold that really well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm unbiased as a national reporter. However, when you're around teams enough culturally, and what this staff has done culturally is really special. Mike Zimmer, it starts with him. This is, the term brotherhood.
Yeah.
This is a special locker room. It's one of the best locker rooms I've been in my career covering the NFL in 10 years. And I think it transcends to next season.
Love to hear you say that, Stacy. Thank you very much. Also, thank you for kicking off our combine coverage here.
It's my pleasure.
That was really a lot of fun.
It's always good to be first.
It is good to be first. Also, Stacy watched the John DeFilippo interview. So if you haven't watched that, you need to go and check it out, because if it's good enough for Stacy, it's good enough for the rest of you. Your thoughts on John DeFilippo before we let you go?
Well, it was a great interview, by the way, and I do watch all your stuff. People should tune into it. seriously, because you glean a lot of insight when you are immersed in the team. And in hearing from John, who is so respected around this league, he comes from a Super Bowl winning team. He's a quarterback guru. And what I loved about Rick Spielman in his presser on Wednesday, he said, listen, we have an offense intact that at one point was really bad.
Yeah.
We developed it. It became one of the best offenses in the NFL last season. Running, passing, third downs, red zone. We're going to bring in an offensive coordinator who's going to keep those elements intact, keep schematically those things, and put in some little wrinkles here and there and add to it. So it's not going to change necessarily. It's going to be added to by a coach who's so well respected in DeFilippo, as you say. And I think the fans are going to be pretty happy with that choice at OC.
Awesome. Well, you're working hard, taking notes. How can people follow your work here? NFL Network, of course.
Sure.
Any place else?
I'm at Stacey Dales on Twitter, okay. And I'll ramp it up a little bit. I'm really here to gather. I love being around the coaches and the GMs, as you do.
It's relationship building, too.
Yep. It's a lot of fun, too, to see them a little bit more laid back than they are on Sundays.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Stacey.
Thank you.
For more, stay tuned right here to Vikings.com.